Good vach. This is Yisachar Wartel, and this is Parshat Emor. That's right. Emor follows Kedoshim, occasionally together, but not this year. And yeah, there's so much to talk about in this week's Parsha. Before we begin, once again mention this year is sponsored in loving memory of Sarah Balabat Menachem Mendel. May her neshama have an aliyah. So this week's Parsha begins with the words Emor el ha-Kohanim, Kohanim, say to the Kohanim. At this point, the only Kohanim are, in fact, Aaron and his two remaining sons. Two of them had since previously passed away. Pinchas was not yet named a Kohen, so right now it's just Aaron and the Bnei Aharon, which are his two sons. So now, what is so special about Aaron? I mean, we could obviously give multiple shiurim just on that. But our sages teach that he was a man of shalom, he was a man of peace. Specifically, he was a man of the people. The Kabbalah teaches that Aaron emulates the trait of Hod, loosely translated as glory, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was the emulation of Netzach, which was the partner of Hod. However, in order to understand this further, one must grasp the basic premise behind the concept of Netzach and Hod. So now, as we're going through the Lag BaOmer, many of you might know or notice, there is a combination of different words that we say, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, which are the seven lower spheros, or for lack of a better term, spiritual manifestations of God in which he presents his reality to us, which is a deep but also well-known Kabbalistic concept. And these are ways in which we can emulate God and work on different traits and things like that. And different people throughout history can personify, in a certain sense, one of them more than others. So, as I was saying, that Moshe Rabbeinu corresponds to Netzach, and Aaron corresponds to Hod. Now let's explain this a little further, all right? And I'll try and go kind of slowly. Rav Arya Kaplan, who does an amazing job of explaining the basic concepts of Kabbalah, explains that Netzach is a form, which literally means victory, is a form of loving dominance. It is a giving to a person in order to induce a change. Moshe was a leader. His role was to instruct and to give information and all details of the law. By learning what Moshe taught, Bnei Yisrael could thereby be transformed. In contrast, Aaron did not cause the people to transform, but allowed the room for other people to transform themselves, and both are needed at different times. Now, Rav Arya Kaplan explains that the word hod can aptly be described as empathy, not just glory. Aaron listened to people's problems, and Chazal teach that Aaron would even create a lie in order to save a troubled couple's marriage. In other words, in a certain sense, it would lie, but it was actually really for the sake of truth and MS because they would really love each other deep down. He gave in a way that would allow people to be grateful and thankful and hopefully be able to grow on their own. So we're now part of Lag BaOmer, right? And we're instantly approaching the 33rd day, which I'll get to momentarily. That's Lag BaOmer. So all 49 days of the Omer count correspond to a different combination of spherot or mystical trait categories, 7 times 7. Which a person must fix within himself, so there's every combination possible. Now, Lag BaOmer, which is approaching, corresponds to Hod Shebahod, or rather a Hod, which is in the realm of Hod. Right? It is empathy for the full purpose of wanting somebody else to be better. It is pure empathy. It is empathy for the sake of empathy, not selfish motives. Rabbi Kiva's students did not respect each other. Again, exactly what that means is another topic in its own right and on their level. But on whatever level they failed to acknowledge this or do this, they did not give each other kavod. And perhaps they didn't practice hod with one another on the level they should have, based on their level. Now, the one day in which they stopped dying or did not die, according to some opinions, was a specific day which teaches us to not only be sympathetic to others and to give them space when needed, but also to be generally concerned for their welfare. A Kohen, and especially the Kohen Gadol, was meant to not only represent but feel for Klal Yisrael. He had to tap into their feelings, especially on Yom Kippur, but even every day. And this was the trait of Aaron and why he was specifically chosen for this task and why the Kohanim are often referred to as Bnei Aaron because they're meant to continue this legacy of empathy and caring for all of Klal Yisrael. Now, the gematria of Hod Behod, which is Hod within Hod, which, as I said, is the sphere combination for Lag BaOmer, is actually 32, right? So it's a little counterintuitive at first. Hod Behod is the gematria. Hey Vav Dalet, Bet Hey Vav Dalet. Hod Behod is actually 32. So how is it 32 if Lag BaOmer is really 33? Now, 32 is a number which has immense mystical significance and also the value of the word lev, which means heart. True empathy must come from the heart. It starts from the heart, and only then can you reach the 33rd day. So it's interesting that you have to first start from actually the 32nd day, which is Netzach Shebahud, right? This is Moshe communicating through Aaron, in a sense. Moshe instructs many times, but people choose to hear through Aaron. And both concepts are necessary. The will to impact, change, and impose Torah laws, but through a lens of empathy and compassion. It allows the people to feel like the Torah is theirs as well, but not something just taught to them, right? So it's a combination of delivering these concepts of Netzach, this loving dominance in a certain sense, or whatever you want to call it, these loving laws that are meant to impact our lives and make the world better and give us what Hashem wants, should be given through Hod. That's effectively the way. So it's Moshe conveying through Aaron. Netzach to Behod is a prerequisite to therefore to Hod Behod. 32 comes before 33. There must be some level of discipline first. There has to be rules. However, they must be taught properly, and everybody does learn differently. And once one realizes that, then when one thinks of all of another's needs and wants, one can become closer to that person. But you have to have bounds, right? You have to know how to approach the person. There are certain rules in which if a person who is needy, you can't embarrass them. You can't make them feel resentful. You also can't give too much. You can't deplete yourself. You can't give at the expense of your own needs or your family's needs, right? So there has to be some rules and some restrictions. And those rules are delineated by the concept of Netzach Shebahod. Before you can be fully empathetic, you have to understand what the ground rules are. You have to realize what's, you know, Hashem doesn't want you to help somebody else completely at the expense of yourself. And you want to be empathetic. You want to truly care for other people, but Hashem wants you to care for you too, right? Now, this is the role of the Kohanim, to act on behalf of the people and care about them, but they're also part of Klal Yisrael. They have to act on their own interest as well, in a certain sense. This is why the Torah uses the softer language of Emor to the Kohanim rather than Daber. Hashem is saying to them softly, like, I want you to take care of them, right? Don't do it because you have to. Do it because you want to. I mean, you do have to, but I want you to do it because you want to. So if necessary, we have Netzach Shebahod. But the ideal level is to get that where you understand and you can put that empathy into place through your own empathy now that you understand the rules in which that it can be done. Right, there has to be a softer way about it a lot of the time. Because if you do it in a harsh way, it might not work. Now, everything must be done in a balanced way. The balance between Netzach and Hod is known as Yesod, which literally means foundation. And that was emulated by Yosef HaTzadik. And there's many reasons for that, which we're not going to get into right now. Now, the Mashiach and Yosef, so there are, for those of you who don't know, there are, in a sense, two Mashiachs, which is a topic not to be discussed now. But as a precursor to the what we call the main Mashiach, the Mashiach Ben David coming, there will also be a role player, if you will, known as the Mashiach ben Yosef, who will finish gathering in the exiles and help be part of the epic battles of Gog and Magog. You know, so he will play a role, and he'll be a descendant of Yosef. But he'll be a necessary precursor to the Messianic era. There will therefore need to be a balance of Yesod prior to the Mashiach coming, right, which is Malchut, right? The Yesod goes into the final set and the seventh of the lower sphere, which is Malchut, which is kingship. Right, there has to be this balance of, you know, rules, but also empathy, right? And we're living in a world where we're often thrown to the right and to the left, and like, you have to do this, and be like, but I want to do whatever I want, and it's like, I want to care, you know, so like, you actually need a balance. It's like everything should be in balance. So once we have the balance of Yesod, and we can use the Torah's rules, and we can have our guidelines, but we can also be sympathetic and empathetic and kind to other people, then we can welcome the final sphere of Malchut, kingship, with the coming of Mashiach. Shabbat Shalom.